Came out to you the other day from the Eagles Moshe. That's a service for 2 minutes of Lumbus. Hashver has in Eagles Moshe a number of secret passages, coded shuvas. That's a kind of where he talks, he doesn't say anything. And lets you know there's more to say. Oh, since this is really where we're up to, there are two. Huh? Yeah. Did I give it out? I did give it out. And I tell you to give it out. Could be. Are you sure I didn't give out these two children? Okay, you waited so long. Wait 1 second, and I'll give it out. Someone opened up the Gemara to, like I said, to Zion and Nida. So I said, so our brother introduced the Yodaya with the Gemara, that's the fundamental machlokas and how it impacts halacha lemaisa on sfeikos. Simen Sadi Gimel. It's one of those rare halachas you'll find in the Eagles Moshe, where he hints at something, he doesn't say anything. But it's important for our halachic orientation to know the fact we never mess with Shivanikir. We can talk business on Polat Sheikh Vazera on the 5 days. You can talk business concerning a woman going to mikveh wearing her clothes. You can talk business at all little, in fact, every aspect that you're familiar with in Hilchos Nida, but keep your cotton picking hands off Shivanikim. Shivanikim is not up for discussion. You have to understand this.
There's a
reason
to catch this, if you'll allow me to just speak.
I'm sorry?
If you'll allow me to just speak completely ignorant in public, yeah. The Shivanikim are the first 7 days after she sees blood.
No. Shiva Nikim are the first 7 days after she stops seeing blood.
Okay.
All right. Just quickly. All right. For those who haven't thought much yet about Hilchos Nida, right? If a woman is Muteres Labaila, then she sees them. She must always wait 5 days minimum before she can start counting Shiva Nikim. There's a minimum 12-day unit. If she should stay in for 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, then it's 15 days. From the time she stops seeing blood, she makes a bdika, confirms that there is no more bleeding, and then the following full day, if she stops seeing before shkia, then the following full day becomes day one. She goes to mikveh day eight, the night after day seven. That's the Shiva Nikim. That's what I call it, the 7 days of Hachono L'Tfilo, 7 preparatory days for Tfilo.
12 days minimum.
12-day minimum. If, however, she was counting Shiva Nikim and she stayed, then she breaks her count and starts back to square one. And she starts counting in one. Doesn't have to count five. But the 5 days have to do with Poleta Shifrazera, which we'll talk about later.
Unless you can chalk up the stain that she saw to some other something.
Oh, unless she got shot and she fell off a roof. things like that. But, okay. Yeah.
Is there something that a woman being able to go to the mikvah with clothes on? What would be the name for that?
Well, they go on all the time. The portable mikveh is a polo shirt and a pair of tennis shorts. If you're traveling with your wife to an ocean resort and there's no mikveh in the area, then she goes to mikveh. It came out that she couldn't get ready to go to mikveh before you left on vacation, and she goes to mikveh in the ocean. The ocean is a kosher mikveh, the holidays. But, number one, it has to be a place where she's not mirsas. No sharks recently reported in the water, right? Shouldn't be afraid. No, it's a beach area. However, a beach area, there are people there. Right? So if a woman get undressed naked and run in the water, may not attract any attention nowadays. But we assume our women will be somewhat embarrassed. So as long as she wears non-constricting clothing, in other words, nothing with rubber that ties around her leg or around her arms, a polo shirt and a pair of tennis shorts are just fine. The lashon gemara is nido tovelas b'begodeha. Remember the time of the gemara, her begodim were tummy. She had to take her begodim to mikveh. So an efficient woman just jumped in. That's all. It's no problem. No, I have a son, 50 people, more most likely, women who go with the mikveh regularly wearing a bathrobe are not gone because they underwent the mastectomies, underwent the surgery, and they're embarrassed to be seen. So they allow them to go into the mikveh. They just stay in the water a little bit longer, make sure that the clothes are saturated, they're good.
Gators also.
I'm sorry?
That's standard procedure for gators also.
No.
Well, you have to watch, but. No?
No. You should have taken the shield gators like it. No. We're not. Theoretically, you could, but we're not macho, no. No, we're not macho. So, we're not macho, we don't watch. We only see, but we don't watch. Okay? The woman goes into the mikveh. Mikveh lady prepares her, goes into the mikveh up to her neck. The light in the outside room is put on at the brightest, and the light on the inside room is closed. The mikveh room is closed. So she's in semi-darkness, enough for a three rabbonim to see her go under without possibly seeing any part of her body over above the water. Standard practice. Mashveh has a tshuva that this business of over concern for tzlius, he holds possible the geos that I said, that all the geos that were done that way are not kosher geos. I said it in the Shabbos shiur, at Lamates Malachos, one Mishnah, a few blat gemara after that. On that, someone showed me he has a 5 or 6 volume work on 39 Malachas of Shabbos. Before that work came out, there were individual volumes that I saw on Borer and on Mukze, big fat volumes. I remember my Shverzatzal commenting, we no longer have Torah Shabbal Peh. Everything was written. That abolished Torah Shabbal Peh. It says only one thing remained Torah Shabbal Peh. When you're through reading it, the question is, so what do? That's still Torah Shabbat. That remained. That hasn't changed. Trouble is people read, learn, read. When it comes to halacha l'maisa, Torah Shabbat, that's what it is. You find out how was it done, and that's how it is done today. The exact same way. When someone wants to be machadish, right? Osa chadosho b'albo chomos, wage war, chodosh osa benatova, etc., etc. Okay. You want to say something before?
I had the same question.
It's an area where a Rov has to show great sensitivity, and he better know his aloha well, Because sensitivity doesn't mean chleil v'chas modifying the halacha. Sensitivity means within the boundary lines of halacha, plenty of sensitivity. But it's both with the balachim and gave us a Torah that works just fine. All right, look at the Siman Tzadik Gimel. It's written to an old guy. I still had the pleasure of meeting. He had lost in the little towns, New Jersey, Albany, Cahunks, Rabbi Chin, from Pittsburgh, something Pittsburgh, godforsaken spots, the Gedolia is over there. Came from Europe, still were enough first immigrant Jews to accept a non-English speaking rabbi. And you find in Albany, who was there, Rav Guderman, whose son was once dean here. Another Gadol in full sense of the word, Pablunjit, someplace in a little town. But they had the advantage, they wrote Sforim. So we know they lived, know they existed. Otherwise they would have disappeared from the sea. Zaliezli is another Gadol. Right. The only one would have the chutzpah to have such a shayla. In the, you see, the titles of my Shver Giz people are well thought up. Gets into trouble sometimes, but well, this is a Hagon, everybody's a Hagon. That you get first year Smicha, you become Hagon. Right. Then after the second year, it's Hagon Hagodol. The third year is a Gaon HaMafusa. In a Yoda Yedidi quote of Osa HaOmo, I find what that abbreviation is. Okay. Quote of Osa HaOmo, right? Sheshela Zu Kvar Hi Alapere Yosef Mishteshonim Ukvar Bo Elai Yosef Me'esrim V'gam Chosno Bo Elai Yosef Mishona Liz Yashev V'gam Eitzal Gaon Rabi Elio Enkin, you people, he wasn't alive when you people were born already, I think. Another one of these hidden Gedolim on the Lower East Side, he was head of Ezra's Torah. I had this chus every Wednesday night. I went to learn with him, to read the Gemara for him. He was totally blind. He had no chair in his house. He sat on orange crates. Bottom of his house was a vegetable store. And he threw out an orange crate. The boys picked it up, brought it up. He sat on the orange crates. Why? Because he took money from Ezra's Torah. Money meaning kedei chayov. Right? He couldn't justify taking money to buy a chair when he can get an orange crate for nothing. Okay. That's the kind of gedolim that were hidden away in little corners that no one knows about. Okay, he was my Shver's arch enemy. Mm-hmm. The closest friends, whatever my Shver said kosher, he said klei kosher, he said. They were on all the big sugis, especially the biggest one was secular marriages, where the Shver held secular marriages are inconsequential up here, Loche, and Rav Henkin held that civil marriages, as he called it, have halachic validity. And this was the big battle. Rav Henkin never changed his mind, and Moshe never changed his mind. Henkin was this tall, and Moshe was this tall. Only Rav Henkin was this tall and this thin. Moshe was a little more robust. There, and when they would meet, I was usually with them. They never talked Torah. They all talked old times. What was in the old times? Likewise, Rav Henkin Kamenetzky and Shver would come to us on Motzei Yom Kippur and be with us for 4 weeks before he moved in with us there. the only one we allowed in the house. He couldn't answer the phone. He had no phones, nothing. It was incommunicado. Given those 4 weeks of menucha, no one left him. We let him to the house with Yanka Kamenetsky, who lived a few blocks down the road. And it was really a joy to see these two people sitting for an hour, 2 hours sometimes, laughing the whole time, talking about what was, people, places, etc., etc. Yeah. Reliving there, the past that was no more. We push it away, we refuse to answer. No one can accuse my shver of being a coward. He took on anything. The aloche, the aloche. Yokra dinis ahor, this is what it is. This thing he was scared stiff. What was bothering him? The new technology, so-called, or new understanding of fertilization, of pregnancy, of birth, made him realize that there are some women who will never be able to give birth, because they have a cycle of 21 days, 22 days, 23 days, not uncommon. Nowadays, we touch around, give them Clomid, try to push it. We'll discuss that aloch levaisa in cases, but technically, why do you do such a shaila? Basically, it's a terrible medical problem. Baruch Hashem, we have easy solutions to the problem now, but Israel didn't have those solutions. The obvious solution is many of these women have a very short bleeding cycle. So, if you have a very short bleeding cycle, number one, we can be makel under 5 days. Right? Number two, the question is where I can be relatively sure that she is in a Zobah Ktana period. I'll analyze that when the other boys are here. Why can't we, because of the mitzvah, Gedolah, of Pira B'Rivia, why can't we be Mekel on the Shivanikiyah? That's the thing. And what he said is, hands off. People are asking me and ask how Henkin, because we've been choosing to delay, not to answer. That's what we have to do. Achma Shebo, Nachade, Shemasha, Shepshita, Shemisad Isa Shaloh, Yemuto, Mishum, Duhu, Rak Isa, Rabbonon. That approach it just as you did with the classic rule. I got an Issa Rabbanon. Oh, that's easy. The Malkom Tzar goes to Rabbanon. Malkom Hefzer goes to Rabbanon. I got an open pathway for children. It doesn't work that way. That is not Darkei Horor. There's the text, and there's the Torah Shavuot Peh on the text. Yeah, the text seems to say, Issa Rabbanon. The Mokom, Mitzvah, Pir, B'Rivia, where Amatir, even Isuri, the Reise, Awat, Ulaolam, Behem, Tavodu, right? To free a slave, Chotzi Ebe, Chotzi Befolin, Kofen, as Rabo, and Seer, Lechelos, and make him do an Isur, the Reise, right? Because of the great Mitzvah, Pir, B'Rivia. So that Tikantem, as Rabo, as Sasper, O Tikantem, you want to ask, what do you do with this poor Ebe? He's half. Have been choven, and he cannot. Nisa shifchen yochol, nisa baschoven any yochol. So you want him for that reason? No, why not here? The whole people who rakim he sheena mitzvah, sheena rakim he sheena mitzvah up here the river. We show you lachdo be isur kal, the iskos bar of Mrs. Rabba. Now you can figure out what the shoels, who's a Talmud Chacham, said. Well, I'm worried. He has a mitzvah. A Pir V'Rivia. So if he doesn't Isur the Rabbanon, he's covered by his Mitzvah Pir V'Rivia. But she has no Mitzvah Pir V'Rivia. And when you do an Isur, the Isur of Nidu the Rabbanon, right? Zove the Rabbanon, she will be over on Isur. What's her heter? So her heter will be, I can do a little Mitzvah, Omum Lodem Chatei, Bishul Shayiske Chavirecha. Right? That's the whole pupil. So the guy had written him a big shikul teira, right, reasoning why it should be mutter, why close tiro le shacher v'shokir v'rivya, v'tiro lavo al asei da hashloma v'shokirim chaver b'mitzvos Pesach, right? Olea Hashem kol agabonos kulu, after Tomei Shel Ben Arboyim, you weren't allowed to shecht anymore kabonos. But Erev Pesach, where the crowds were tremendous and you couldn't get your work done, we allowed the Kohanim to shecht after the Hashloma, at Olea Hashem kol agabonos kulu, right, in order to be mezakeh the people with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So you see, we do play around with this idea, do a little aveda in order to save, prevent, to allow others to do a big mitzvah. Right? Yosef is a matzino, besides the time of the men, Lavor Aliso Shabbos Biso Skila, he lasso bito mishmad, showing the toses below Pasha. Right? Where a girl was captured, kidnapped, and they're going to force her, it's a visual phenomenon in the Shabbos, it's just that where she'll be converted. And therefore, it's on Shabbos, can you take your weapons, Michal Shabbos, in order to go and rescue her? Well, again, you do an Aveira in order to save her from doing an Aveira, the other point. I don't think these are relevant to our discussion. Why? Why? I'm just coming from a bris, cousin Malavani, on the fifth. His son had a little boy. His sister making the bris in my shul. I think he's in Fifth Avenue and he used to live someplace else, but from old times. So he had the bris this morning in the shul. If it was Shabbos, you couldn't make it in the shul. Why? We have a neighbor, which I don't use, Vada Yerushus HaRabim, the Rabbonan, Monsi is Vada Yerkamos, Yamno Shishim Ribo, some streets aren't even wide enough, yet you're not allowed to carry a baby to the shul to do Mrs. Mila, right? And if there is no knife, you delay the bris. I can be over on the Rabbonon to bring the sakin derech shusarabim the Rabbonon, derech kamalis, you don't allow it, right? Hazinon she'oso lavor isu shvus lahobi yasakin ab isu Rabbonon kai mitzu rabba the Mila. We can also lahazol sakai mitzu rabba the Pesach. We don't allow Hazoyas Adam, even though it means that the fellow will have to miss Korban Pesach, right? And that is what Oril Hazor v'Izmu Hemidu Devrehem b'Mokom Koris. These are halachas. All of them have Koris. Mila has Koris involved in it. Pesach has Koris involved in it, right? Poshet Shalav Dafke Gimaleila Leberov Mekomus Kein Chus Meiru Shemefurshom Lo Hemidu b'Mokom Koris. Behold, the own name of the Torah, Beis HaPras, all the sugyas. What is he showing? What he's showing here is what's called Darkei Hovor. Yeah, I catch on to something. It sounds real good. He said, Rabbonon, Pirei V'Rivya, I got a case of an Eved, Yemashachem, etc. But the trouble is, there's a whole Yama Talmud, right? And you want to go ahead and compare your case to that case. There's that case, but there are other cases. What did I show you? There never was a blanket halacha that said, "Udoche isu the rabbanon b'mokom mitzvah the rabba," even mitzvah rabba of Pirei V'Rivya or mitzvah the rabba sheyesh bo koris, right? Like Pesach or Shabbos. Ela b'rov mekomos. Unbelievable. For Yishev Eretz Yisrael, I can tell a goy to write a contract on Shabbos. Amir Lakum B'Shabbos. But I'm not Matir Amir Lakum for any other purpose. Not for Mila, right? Not for Suda Shabbos, right? Also a mitzvah. Therefore what? Don't you be Medama Me'inyan Le'inyan. We have Kabbalah. We have what's called a Masorah, right? And the Masorah right now, as we see it, does not allow you to tamper with your Berakiyah. Because the Chachamim of previous generation also knew all about a mitzvah ketana and a mitzvah gedola and a mitzvah rabbah, etc. And they never messed with Shiva Nikiyim. So Shiva Nikiyim stands inviolate. And that's really a critical halacha because it impacts so often on halacha l'maaseh, where we love to be able to play around one day less, 2 days less, put together. All right? We'll stop here.